$4.36 again.
$4.36.
Yeah.
You will confirm, Pat Johnston, what you used. Okay.
A couple places.
It was, yeah, right down the road we were talking.
Oh, my goodness.
Because right down the road it was still $3.85 when I came in this morning. Your morning team show on WSGW, 621, Dave and Pat and Charlie. Yeah. And I asked listeners, and I've already had a couple of responses confirming. In fact, somebody writes in, let me make sure I have this right here. Scott wrote in and said 439 in Bay City.
Oh, my goodness.
And John said 416 by his house.
I saw some of that, too. Yep.
John apparently was traveling. He said he left Searcy, Arkansas Friday, filling up for $2.97.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Wonders what's going on.
He's probably going to head back there if these prices are continuing.
Well, I saw a report from our friend from Gas Buddy.
I think they're reporting like 16 cents up, but it's far more than 16 cents.
Well, there's some been refinery issues, and last week they had that fire at the Toledo refinery that actually killed two people. Mm-hmm. This happened last week, and so some are saying that is one of the biggest reasons that you're getting a big jump right now.
That much?
But I don't know.
That's what I don't get. And aren't oil futures tumbling down? Aren't they like around $70 or something like that? I thought last week they really took with the market going down.
Based on the capacity to refine in our region or whatever, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just tired of always hearing like this just in, somebody dropped a wrench at a refinery, thereby we have to raise prices up 85 cents. I'm sorry. It just gets old.
Well, DeHaan says a slew of unexpected refinery disruptions, including fires and even routine maintenance, all happening in a short span of time. Some prices seeing spikes of 25 to 75 cents per gallon.
Yeah,
that's us.
Oof, that's tough to take.
Predominantly around our area, right? The Midwest. I mean, so it's different around other parts of the country.
Apparently, it is, especially if Arkansas was.
Yeah, $2.97.
$2.97.
Now, of course, you got the hurricane now. What's going to happen there?
What an impact that might have on refineries in the Gulf region.
Yes.
Now, looking at the Gas Buddy in our region, again, I'm seeing the range because some of these stations might not be 24/7, some might not be updating yet. But suffice to say, based on reports we're getting, if you find it for cheap, fill up, top off your tank, because apparently it's going up.
Yeah,
but when I came in this morning, I did a double take. In fact, I almost decided to turn around to see was that the actual price I saw, especially when I saw the discrepancy between one and another. But I just filled up last week, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, right.
But thanks to our listeners, and if anyone else wants to chime in too, just to confirm what you are seeing, I'll take it. Charlie@WSW.com. Let me know.
Doesn't seem like there's really any kind of formula. Here, when it comes to pricing, that's the problem. I think that frustrates everybody, including me.
Well, it's going to mess with your family budget even a little more.
And I think it's because it's always such a huge increase. Other things that go up, a little here, a little there, but gas. Yeah, let's face it,
50 to 75 cents. That's hard to take.
And for something that is so visible, because those signs are everywhere and you can see it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's just right. It's Happy Monday.